Biden town board.
Yep.
And
Linda Levine is a Democrat running for an open seat on the Dryden town board. And she doesn't hide why she got into this election.
Which ban is that there?
I'm concerned about fracking.
Down with fracking.
So it's really important that we vote this election.
In Dryden's upcoming election, two spots on the town board plus town supervisor are up for grabs. It's enough seats that the majority could switch from Democrat to Republican. And while the Democratic candidates, like Levine, are running squarely against drilling within town limits, the Republicans are reluctant to say where they stand. Bruno Schickel runs a construction business and grew up on a dairy farm in Dryden. He's a Republican, running for supervisor against the incumbent that helped usher in the ban. Schickel criticizes the town for adopting the ban and opening the door for a lawsuit.
They essentially put a target on their back, saying, sue us first.
So it's a reasonable conclusion that he and other Republicans would move to repeal the ban if they are elected, right? But Schickel won't go that far.
I think that's something that I certainly wouldn't take that position right now. I think that I would have to evaluate that.
Schickel says there are larger issues facing Dryden. He thinks the town board has created so many regulations that any kind of growth is nearly impossible.
What is the direction that Dryden is going to go? Is it going to become sort of this exclusive, sort of wealthy community? Or is it going to be a place that stays rural, stays for everybody?
Whether or not drilling will be allowed is central to those questions, says incumbent Democratic Supervisor Marianne Sumner. She's confident that the election will prove she took the right stance on drilling.
There are many Republicans who realize that this kind of gas drilling will change the town, and we're not eager for that kind of change.
But it's unclear what people actually do think. There hasn't been any polling done about support for the ban or if sentiment in town has changed now that there's a lawsuit. The uncertainty has focused more attention than usual on the supervisor race. The Dryden Democratic Committee's most recent campaign finance filing shows that Sumner's campaign has four times more cash at its disposal than it did during her last contested election.
They're arrogant because they presume to know what's best for the general public.
Jim Crawford is the head of the Republican Party in Dryden. He says the town's history of waffling between Democratic and Republican majorities, combined with what he says is overreaching on the ban by Democrats, will make this year's race very close.
They're aloof in that they don't take the time or make the effort to find out whether the public are on board with their significant regulations for the future of this town.
So the election is shaping up to be a referendum about whether the ban on drilling is worth going to court for. But here's the ironic part of all of this. If the Democrats lose the election but the courts uphold the ban, Republicans will be in position to rewrite the zoning and allow drilling to come to town anyway. In Dryden, I'm Matt Richmond for InnovationTrail.org.